Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/twojudgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/twojudgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's the premiere of Real Housewives of Potomac.
Season 8. 8 seasons. And you know what? It's pretty remarkable. We still have a lot of the OGs. 4. I mean,
is this the cast with the most OGs?
Absolutely. Because it's, okay, so we have Giselle. We have Ashley.
Robin.
Robin and Karen.
And then what's her name is still there too.
Charisse
is still around. She was an OG.
I was shocked to see her this episode, actually.
She's a friend of, and I believe there's another friend of.
She popped in out of nowhere to me.
She's like, I want champagne.
I know.
But I just, you guys, I'm embarrassed for these women.
See, like my overall rating, I really enjoyed this episode. It was like extended version.
It doesn't mean I'm not excited. I am just embarrassed for these women and the shit that, like, I'm sorry. I know we're going to talk about it, but Giselle and Jason, Robin and Juan, Ashley and Michael. It's like. No.
That really, I cannot wait to deep dive with you into Mia the Giselle Jason situation. Like,
the OC.
I got like a very maternal vibe. I got a very like maternal vibe from Giselle with Jason.
Like, everything was so awkward for me. I was like, first off, Jason goes from being the chef on Winter House. He's now the chef in Giselle's kitchen. Giselle is rocking. I texted you. Giselle and I have the same cookware. It's Rachel Ray from Amazon in teal. Great deal. I got a great deal on that. And I bet she did too.
I feel like the producers this season said, all right, ladies, there was a lot of lies last season. Like, Robin, you are completely deflecting from your own relationship. Giselle, you didn't even have a storyline. You need to show us your love life. And like you women, you need to like band together to give us some good TV. Like, I feel like they got a talking to, and I loved this episode.
Oh yeah. The episode was great to bring it back, but it was like, I felt also, I was like, okay, we didn't meet the new girl. We barely got any Karen. We barely got any Wendy. We only got Candace and we got Randy Candace, and it was very focused on Robin.
Which I like, though. I feel like they really kind of gave us some reintroduction, some background knowledge of what happened last season, and kind of got us up to speed.
Remember, all this stuff with Juan happened when the reunion was airing, but had already filmed. So, like, Robin had to go on to watch What Happens Live and still was, like, spewing lies about things.
Well, and I remember thinking, like, I wanted her to lose her job because I feel like it was so dishonest, you know? It's like you're on a reality TV show.
Yeah, like you don't get to like pick and choose after you also the storyline is going after Candace and why can't I think of his name? Chris. Candace and Chris. Like, you know, that was like whole
all
thing.
Of the Chris's. There were so many Chris husbands. Monica and Chris. Monique and Chris. Oh,
Monique and Chris. And then Candace.
But they're like
Chris?
Getting a divorce in real life.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. And that isn't, but isn't the rumor though that Charisse is dating Chris Samuels now?
I don't believe that. That's what the streets are saying.
That's what the streets are saying. And which is weirdly not in Giselle's tagline for like the first time in 8 seasons.
Speaking of taglines.
I love her tagline this year though.
Okay, let's do them all. You can start with Giselle.
Okay, but I do want to say you don't have Karen's listed here. And Karen's is the fucking weirdest out of all of them. I'll find it real quick. But I was like, Karen. It's just so funny because it's just like even like her not even barely appearing this season, this episode. I'm like, I love her. I love her so much. Okay. So Giselle says, I'm no angel, but give me some grace and you'll learn to adore me. Great way to throw her daughters into a tagline. It is, right?
Mm-hmm, sure, I guess. Ashley Darby, you don't have to dig for gold when you shine this bright. I fully accept that you are okay with being a gold digger. That's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put Karen's in here because it doesn't make sense. I don't get it, but I love it. I don't ride the fence, honey. I am the fence. You ride me. What? Is this to the man in the bar that she was spotted with? Is this for what? Is this for the vibrating pillow?
It does sound very sexual.
Yeah. I don't know which other and any other way,
but
to
it's
take
just
it.
That she always is like on the fence, like plays for both teams in terms of
sexually,
like the no, the well,
just
maybe,
kidding.
But
just kidding, she right? She's saying like don't try to don't yeah it's fine. It doesn't really make sense to me, but I still love it because it's just Karen, and I can't wait for like just like the way I know she's gonna deliver it.
Yeah,
you know the way she delivers. Okay, next Robin.
I just took a DNA test. It turns out I 100% don't care.
It's actually pretty
you should
very
care.
Accurate.
It's very you accurate should care.
It's accurate. Okay.
Yes, I'm excited for you right now.
When they go low, I just hit high notes.
That's amazing. Good
this
for
is a
her.
Candy. This is a Candy flashback for me.
I loved it.
It was very, I mean, Candace, she's going to let us know she sings.
I love it. Good for her. Okay, Wendy, if you're going to test the professor, be prepared to fail. I'm kind of like over the professor thing.
This is also like kind of like Bethany, where it's like, if you're going to take a shot at this B, you better not miss. And I think like Meredith has one, like if you're going to hit the mark, you know, it's like.
Well, I also don't think she's a professor anymore. I don't think she actually teaches anymore. Not that that gets away from you or anything, but I don't know.
There should be more to Wendy.
Yes, I agree.
The new housewife, which is Nneka, Nigeria raised me, LA made me, and Potomac will remember me.
This also reminds me of like a Wendy line. Like
to
a
me,
Wendy
like,
tagline.
We just like don't know her enough.
Yeah. Well, true. But didn't Wendy say something about Nigeria once in her tagline?
She could have. You know, I'm a 10-second Tom, so it's really tough for me to remember these things.
Yeah, that's okay. All. And then Mia, it doesn't matter the size of our home. I'm always the queen of the castle.
10,000, basically 11,000 to 1,500 square feet.
I honestly felt a little bit bad for them.
I did. I don't have empathy.
I think something very strange is happening. Let's take a quick break and then let's go into the entire episode. Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, they kind of like started out. Like
I love this. This
Potomac felt proper.
Like we're starting the sitcom, guys. We're checking in with everyone. Everyone's got a character. Let's read the characters off.
What sitcom is this based off of? Like, what is the font? Is it something that we should know? To me. Right. I'm just wondering if it's actually based on a real show.
I'm sure somebody knows. Right. It's not me that knows, though. Sadly.
Okay. So Giselle is Cougar Town.
Mia as MIA. And I'm like, so is she not going to be around for a lot of the season?
I think that's going to be very interesting, kind of in the background.
Is she
going
to be MIA to her own marriage?
Ooh, because in real time, they are getting a divorce.
I'm going to call bullshit on that too, guys.
Okay.
It's just interesting that they announced that when the trailer came out. And I just don't put anything past Mia for a buck.
Well, she's trying to move on to her next dollar bills.
Well, she got to go to the beach and dance. She got to go back to that place, the upscale steakhouse, and walk around in ball gowns with no shoes.
Lobster ball gown steak.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Candace is The Voice.
It's almost kind of like the show.
This is The Voice.
Ashley as Darby's former Barbie, featuring Demi and Diamond.
Did someone else like most?
Yes, Happy and Ness.
Both their boobs. Yes. On we had this Fifi, cast.
Tiffany and Fifi from like Karen and Wendy both named their boobs. So now we have Demi and Diamond.
Okay.
So many friends of
Wendy, the nutty professor.
Again, we've got a professor. It does feel one note. What happened to the candles?
That's a good question. I hope what we happened more about the line. Three wick, one wick.
Happy Eddie. Happy Wendy, we could have done something. Zen Wen.
I would have preferred that.
Mm-hmm. Robin has love and basketball, neither which are involved in her life and Juan's life. There's no love and there's no basketball anymore.
Pretty embarrassing.
Because he got fired.
Right. And was it for misconduct? Maybe not. They're creating
the lies, as Candy once said, the lies, the lies, the lies.
There is a big narrative going on. Then we have Karen as just herself, the grand dame herself.
Nothing changes with Karen. She's just who she is. And then I got the new girl.
Don't know her name.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it's kind of funny because it's like, I feel like she's coming for like Wendy's or for Candace's position. Like, you know, Candace's mom was like the rich one. And so she was kind of like the spoiled girl coming on this show. And now it's like Nineka's husband is the rich one, but also her dad was the rich one. And then the way they say it too, when they're like, my dad was rich, so he wanted to make sure I was rich. And then she kisses, I hope is her husband saying like, thank you for my $2 million home. And it's like, it makes it seem like that could be her dad, but we're hoping it's just the husband. You True. Know, just from the words.
Right, right.
The words.
I'm curious if it is the husband or the dad.
I'm going to go with the husband based on the kiss. Just, you know,
okay,
for laws. Then we start off at, so we start off at Robin's house. And you guys, editors are having so much fun. I think the Potomac editors are one of the best because they're just as shady, if not shadier, than the women in their confessionals.
We have like this very creepy kind of eerie music. We have Robin sitting.
Well, we go from the regular house, we flip it upside down and we add cracks to it because there's cracks in the Dixon home.
And, you know, she's just having
the podcast. They're playing the podcast with Giselle. This is the whole thing that like got her in trouble last season too, right? Because she basically outed all of this on Reasonably Shady on a Patreon episode, which was like, you have to have a paywall in order to hear what we're saying. Right. So they end up playing the clip. They're showing clips from Watch What Happens Live. And they're talking about the woman who came from Canada that Juan paid for a hotel room and the nail salon with one of his coworkers, which right. And then also like, a laundromat.
Of course, it's like Juan just comes in casually, had a great workout at the gym because he's unemployed. He can just go to the gym any time of day. And Robin is just has the photographs of their wedding all,
you know,
the
this is also like Mixed Tiles. It's like probably one of her sponsorships that she's like framing all the photos. She's like printed the photos from like CVS. She's brought them back and she's like, I got the Mixed Tiles.
Right.
Robin, right. 50.
Don't. You're code 20% right. off. You're completely right. And he has committed to this story so hard. He's like, oh, I'm a nice, you know, guy. I just try to help people in need. You know, like this girl, she happened to lose her wallet. She needed a place
here for
stay.
A Ravens player. She DM'd me.
I don't know you,
but let me come down to this hotel and help you out because that's the kind of guy I am. Like, and we wonder why they have money problems. Why did they have money problems?
Because he's too nice. He's too nice. He'll just give 50s to homeless people.
That's what he does. That's what he does. He's Juan, not a Dixon, you know?
And that, but I loved how he was like, well, I told you not to do that on the podcast.
She's like, yeah, I shouldn't have. I feel like Robin is just Eeyore. Whenever she talks, she's like, I know Juan.
But she, I mean, it's honestly, this is like Stockholm syndrome. To
it's
the
so crazy to me the
it's
way
very
that they're
sad.
First off, it's like we know that this is not the conversation that happened off camera. Like off camera, there this is a united front on camera, which is also giving me like Scandoval flashbacks of like Tom and Ariana always being a united front on camera and then like having their fights off camera. You know,
that's a very good point. I like that.
You know, when she's like, he's just Juan is like, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I know it's crazy, but it's the truth. He's like, I mean, did you see her? I wouldn't hook up with her. I was like, okay, so now we're also going to like be rude about the woman whose hotel you paid for. And so now we're going to talk about her looks and say like, oh, she's ugly. So I would never touch her with a 10-foot pole. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
But then because it's not just this one incident, there's a separate one mm-hmm. with his coworker.
And two, you know, incidents, right? A laundromat and a nail salon.
You know, we were just going to the laundromat. We were just doing work. We were just washing the jerseys. And I'm sorry, Bree's attractive.
I don't doubt that the school has some sort of like, I'm going to butcher who the person is, but like a manager, like a water boy, like that kind of like assistant level that they should be doing.
I watched Ted Lasso. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't know what the position is called, but I'm just thinking like, you're telling me that team does not have some sort of intern who's going for a sports marketing degree that's going to intern for the team and they're going to wash the jerseys. But no, Juan is like, I'm again, such a good guy that I'm going to take my time because I hate my family and don't want to go home. I'm going to wash the jerseys. And then Robin's like, well, people do think that your 21-year-old assistant and I look exactly alike.
I feel like he was like,
if we want to go with that story. Yeah. You know, she's attractive.
Right. And then we also find out in this conversation that he has lost his job as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't win enough basketball games.
Let's look at the record. Okay, hang on.
They did not make like March Madness.
Yeah, but that's like hard. That's only 64 teams.
Well, there's the NIL tournament too. I believe it's called NIN, N-I-N. I'm not sure what it is, but they did it. They didn't win that many games.
Okay, well, sure.
Are you looking up their 2022-2023 record?
I'm trying.
For Coppin State? Let's see. This is also still audio here.
I'm sorry. I can't do two things at once. I do that all day at work.
Okay. So their record for 2022-2023 men's basketball. Well, it wasn't. Wait, where are they? Overall, 9-23. So yeah, you know, not good. Conference was 4-10.
So okay. So
their home maybe games, they won 4, they games. Lost 6. Away, they won 5, they lost 16. So yeah, it wasn't a good year for Juan. So okay. Bye. He's out.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
out. But he was also named in a lawsuit that claimed that a former player of his was extorted and sexually assaulted by one of Juan's coaching staff.
Right.
So it does seem problematic. And that
he potentially covered it up is what I remember what happened, and right? It
Juan wasn't him allegedly failed to appropriately report the matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Juan. So where is he working now? Does he have a job? Mm. He's still out of work?
I don't know.
I'd be curious.
Hmm. I think he is helping Robin in the warehouse of Embellished. And
I wouldn't be surprised if he like starts his own like AAU team or something like that, like kids teams.
He does not have a job right now.
Are you on his LinkedIn?
No, but just it's just that's saying
my favorite way to find people.
LinkedIn. I do like that.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good
you
one.
Know, if you ever like look at mine or whatever, it's always like the first thing is looking for Mary Mahoney. Other people what? Have searched, like it'll be like my name and they'll be like other people have searched for, you know, Mary Mahoney.
That makes sense. I think mine says like I'm a third grade teacher at St. Hilary School. That mine's yeah. pretty. I need to update mine.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys. Anyways, I'm not a LinkedIn fan. Not a LinkedIn fan.
But it's kind of fun to look at people.
I like to look other people up, but I'm like, sure. But I'm like, I feel like I'm going to get caught. You know, when it says it's like,
because they can tell that you looked at their profile, right?
Can't, well, if you pay the premium.
Oh,
so you know, you got to have a Finsta of a LinkedIn, like a Flinkedin.
Okay.
Yeah. Fake LinkedIn fake profile LinkedIn, so that it, you can like search for people. My mom would be like, hey, I looked up this person. I'm like, please stop doing that. It shows your name.
So embarrassing. It's like that's my worst fear. Or like my other fear is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Because
searching instead of the status bar.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be bad. That would be bad. Very, very bad.
It'd be bad. Or you know, or like on like Instagram or something, you like post on your personal, but it's supposed to be something for like two judgy girls.
I would do that all the time.
Or the opposite.
Someone gets a text that. I'm like, oh, whoopsies.
No, like I've been done like my personal, but I've been on two judgy girls. And I'm like, whoop, well, you know what? I look good in this photo. I'm keeping it. Okay. So Juan, and you then, know, he's but saying,
also Juan's what? Saying he doesn't party. He doesn't drink. Like we just got to like focus on our boys.
Is it like he doesn't party or drink like Mia?
Oh my God.
We'll get there.
No, just jump into that because.
Okay.
Literally, he's like, since when? What are you talking about?
She's like, so Mia and Gordon are in their cheap house now. You know, they put $65,000 of renovations into the last makes rental.
Zero sense. Yeah.
But they're talking about, you know, the aftermath of everything that's happened with the joint. Mia's now called herself, by the way, the marketing director, which wasn't she saying last year she was the CEO?
There's a lot of
the lies, different the labels, lies, the lies.
Different labels,
like everything, you know. So you know they have no money coming in, and then yeah, Mia's like, "Have you noticed I'm not drinking?" He's like, "I offered you wine the other day." She's like, "Oh well, I'm not drinking the hard stuff."
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh, I didn't notice."
He's like, "I keep on seeing you drink, so no, I did not notice that you're not drinking. I'm sorry." But I also loved how candid he was. I felt like he was like, yeah, when you were yelling at me to get off my ass, like, I'm sorry, I was super depressed. Like, my family has gone against me. We have no more money.
And not only that, Mia was going against him, not understanding what had happened too. And she was turning it on him. So he's getting it from all angles.
So she 100% thought that he had something to do with.
And all Gordon wants are GVOs. Good vibes only yeah. with the tongue. La, 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 la. Hey, Karen. La, 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 la. I mean, it's just, I felt bad for Gordon. I don't feel bad for Mia.
I don't feel bad for Mia at all. I do feel bad for Gordon as well. Yeah. Because he can't even believe his family would do this to him. He's like, I honestly have done nothing wrong. Do you think he did nothing wrong?
There's something, I feel like there, Mia is part of the issue. And that,
but how much was she actually in the business? She was just the face of the business.
Where is she spending the money? Because the joint also, she also makes it seem as if they are the owners of the joint, but the joint are franchises.
Right.
So when she keeps talking, you know, even in this part of it, she's like, you know, we came up with the joint, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, babe. I mean, franchises, not that you can't franchise. And I think that's also very difficult, but she acts, you know, as if, you know, she just has, she carries many different.
I would like love for them if somehow lawyers get involved and they get a percentage back or they get some vindication. There's something very strange going on.
Is she's such a liar about everything. Like she just lies about, she like, Mia is somebody who just lies because she lies. Like she just wants to lie. So it's like, you don't know what's true and what's not. Like the only truth she's told has been in the trailer in the beginning when she says she probably married Gordon for his money. That's like the only thing she's told us truthfully.
Where do you think her friend is from last season?
Which friend? Oh, the threesome one. What is her name? I forgot already. Man, this 10-second Tom for me is
tough. I don't know, but remember like Gordon pretended to buy a car for her, but he didn't really buy the car for her.
They had threesomes together. No, they're like friends.
They were sisters.
They were sisters and now they're not.
I can see her.
I know. I got her in my head too. It's like, I'm like, Ascali, no, she's gone. Deborah? Who's Deborah?
Deborah was bad.
Really
bad.
Sesame
Street. Ashley.
Pretty Little Things. What the hell was Mia's friend's name?
I'm sure we could figure it out.
One more quick break and we'll try to figure it out.
Okay.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay. And let's talk about, so we have Karen, Candace, and Jacqueline. Wendy. There we go. I wasn't going to say that at all.
No, me Amy. Neither.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going.
We have a Karen, Candace, Wendy sit down. Wendy gave up alcohol for lunch. She now carries a cross with her.
Wendy's outfit kind of cracked me up here because what I love about these shows too is like, okay, they try to go the most, but Potomac is not what I would say is the fashion capital of the Housewives show. So they're always just a little tacky to me. Like we've seen like the Moogler freaking suit. This is happening here again. Like I'm like, do they, Who are Candace, these designers?
With the, Candace with the headband when she goes out
pearl
with Chris.
Headband? Too much. Oh, you know what so really bad. Bothered me too? I was staring at that. And one pearl was lower than the rest of them.
Oh, I did not notice oh, that, but I was very nuts. Distracted.
This is driving me nuts. Okay, sorry. But back to this drinks. This is the only time we saw Karen.
So they've decided like, what's the deal with Robin and Juan? I mean, are they even married? Why was she like deflecting all last season? If I was Candace, I'd be pissed because yes. She was trying to like be on their side and help them, but it was like totally to distract from her own life.
Right.
And that's gross.
I agree. It's just, you know, it's like everyone just knows. And here also what we've set up this year too.
Whose marriages have we not gone after on this specific show? Seriously. Like, okay, Giselle and her fake relationship. Ashley Darby, we've gone after her marriage. We've gone after Robin's marriage. We've gone after Candace's. We've gone after Wendy's yeah. and Mia's.
Mm-hmm. I did like, Mia go after her own. I think Mia went after her own relationship, though. Her and Jacqueline did that together.
We have threesomes. Sorry, we shower together. Leave us alone.
It's just, but we've also aligned now. We have the alliances, right? It's Karen, Wendy, Candace, and then you've got Giselle, Ashley, Robin, Charisse.
Wait, Wendy's confessional about Karen? Because like everyone knows she cheats on Ray.
Right, man. You know, maybe they have an understanding. Maybe these women all have an understanding.
Maybe there's a lot of understanding. Maybe there's a lot of upside down pineapples.
Teresa just comes a knocking.
I love pineapples, Louie.
Okay. So then we also, you know, Ashley, we go over to Ashley. Ashley has
beautiful. She's
seaside in the city. It's coastal chic, 2.2 million. Listen, she's dragging her feet with Michael because of the money.
Absolutely. I mean, I get it.
I got to say,
I think she's making it work for her. And that's okay.
What's Dean's workout routine? I know. That little boy. Single-handedly, literally one hand carried up Dylan up to the shelf. I was like,
I loved
what
it.
Is this man?
Two what little boys man? Together is just like so trouble. Fun.
Trouble. So fun. They're so cute. Yeah. Ashley is still, by the way, wearing her Ashley and Dean necklace. Dylan is not getting a necklace.
Oh,
it's still Ashley Dean.
Wait, do you still think Dean looks like John C. Reilly?
Yes.
I wasn't getting as hard of a vibe this year.
Oh, he's growing out of it.
He's growing out of it.
He's growing out of it. I mean, it's adorable.
I do wish that
he's also carried trash cans. That kid is hard lifting. Drop the workout routine, Dean.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Okay. And then, you guys, I don't want to go back to this, but we have to go back to the Jason and Giselle of it all. It is so weird to me. Now, I understand the connection because Ashley had dated Luke, which, by the way, where the hell has Luke been these days? You know, I feel like we need more of him. He's with Tayshia from The Bachelorette. I just need more of Luke in my life.
They're so quiet.
I know. I mean, I guess great for them, not great for us.
Why are they keeping secrets?
Anyway, so Luke introduced Jason to Giselle and they were like, okay, we both want, like, I need a relationship for the show and you need more camera time. Let's figure it out.
But I actually think this relationship works well for her because I think she's a very independent
woman. Are we putting quotes around relationship?
I think they are dating. I really do. I got a weird vibe.
There's no chemistry there to me.
I think that might be it. I got a very maternal vibe from Giselle in this moment.
It felt very friendship to me. And the fact when like – when you have to like hint at stuff, when you're like, okay, no, Jason doesn't eat breakfast because I've seen him in the morning. Sure. And I'm like, yeah, when he gets out of your guest room of the West Wing.
No, I do think they're dating. I really do.
I don't
mind the age difference, 52 and 36, 16 years. I just felt a little uncomfortable around the girls and eating sushi. I mean, putting sushi in the mouth. I mean, it gave me the heebie-jeebies. And I don't know why. But it just gave me like the... Ooh.
And it's weird.
I don't think
it's weird. This gives me very much Kenya and Walter flashbacks. I'm just like...
But I also like the like long distancing for her. I think that's what she wants.
I don't believe that either. I think that's just what she will say she wants. Giselle is a... this cast is a bunch of liars.
Okay. I'm happy that she's showing us something.
Sure. Sure. I refuse to believe it. Even if they got married, I'd be like, false. Okay. Show me the license. They're getting married. I'm just saying, like, even if they were fully, and I saw, like, there's just no chemistry. I know what you're going to say, but it's like, I'm just so, this relationship is just so interesting. It just feels like camera time for both of them.
I'm going to keep watching.
I just want to see, like, I would love if someone was like, oh my God, by the way, you guys, I saw Giselle zipping through town in her Fiat, Gucci Fiat, with Jason in the passenger seat.
I think that's what happens. And people see him on the train when he's going down from New York to DC.
Maybe it's a ride.
I just made that up.
Oh, like they do?
I think they do. Guys, be our spies.
Someone just go on every Amtrak from New York to DC. You know, I once took the Amtrak a couple months ago from New York to DC and I did not see Jason.
Well, I'm sure someone has.
Okay. I hope so. Okay. Then we go to Candace and Chris. And Chris, we might need to go a size up on the jeans. This man cannot sit down on a blanket.
I'm also wondering what his current job is. Is he currently working at the hotel? Is he doing the chef thing? Is he still the manager?
I believe he's no longer the manager there. And somehow I feel as if he is Candace's manager still.
Okay. Now, her saying she spent six figures on this tour, she's made $0, zero zilch. And I also love how she's like, I mean, sorry, I'm not like Alanis Morissette or Jewel. Like, isn't this it is ironic? A production.
Okay, first off, I freaking love Jewel. Friend of the pod, Alanis Katie. Morissette. Friend of the pod, Katie, when we'll have a couple of drinks at her house, we'll have many drinks and I'll say, get on the piano and you play us Jewel.
Oh, who will save your soul? She can really play it on the piano.
Oh, Katie is so talented. She's like a professional piano player. And then like when we drink it, she busts it out. Sometimes we do some Adele. That girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. She didn't play that one, but she should.
Wow.
I know, Katie. She's talented. That's talented. Awesome. We'll have some piano sessions.
It's very cool.
It's been a while because she's in New York these days, but when she comes back, it's, you know, the pianos are a must.
Sounds fun. Sounds fun.
So, Candace, you could do it.
Well, no, that's not the vibe. She needs dancer. She needs hair. She needs boob tape. She needs costumes.
Remember when she showed up on Atlanta the past season?
Yes. At the City Wine Tour. Mm-hmm.
How much did that cost?
Six figures.
Okay, but realistically, I could see it costing six figures because I could see one show costing like $10,000. And if you did it 10 different times, like think about it. Airfare, renting the space, paying your dancers, paying the crew.
She might be at the point, though, where like she should probably do her own hair and makeup, you know?
Sure. Sure. Just wear the same outfit for every show.
Yeah, that's a tour.
Honestly, the same costume. You don't need. I'm with Chris. You don't need the dancers.
Yeah.
Here's what Candace needs to do.
Okay.
Candace needs to talk to Candy and she needs to get into one of Candy's shows from Broadway. The same way that Portia got in there. Candy needs to cast Candace so that she can make some money so she can pay for this tour and she still gets to do her singing. We get to hear the songs. We're singing the chops. She's doing it for us. She needs to be cast in a show.
Candace is very talented.
I agree. I like her voice. So I'm saying like she needs something where she's getting paid.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think this career is going to go off.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sad for her, but I just.
And I feel like she's holding off on the baby because she wants the career to take off.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know why. I was like, actually, this does make sense, but they had chopsticks with their fruit. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's like, that looks delicious sushi. I'm like, that's watermelon. But then I thought, you know, my very interesting. Hot Cheetos.
Cheetos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that because I think that is actually genius because I'm a Hot Cheetos fan and they get on your fingers. You don't want red on your fingers. Chopsticks are a great alternative.
It's smart.
Mm-hmm. Just fun fact there. Okay, let's go now.
So we go to Giselle's house.
Robin. This I actually appreciated. We spent 15 minutes on this.
Okay.
And no I joke. Feel like the girls did a really sincere job. And they got together the right group of women to do this. So we have Giselle cheated on. Charisse cheated on. Ashley Darby cheated on. So it wasn't this attack ambush. It's just like, know your worth.
Yeah.
True friendship.
People who have gone through it and are saying like, hey, don't be the person who has to like live it to learn it.
Yeah. I mean, so Giselle's like,
although she already has lived it and she's not learning it because she does. She 100% doesn't care.
But it's also, I feel really bad for her. Well, first that she doesn't feel like she can walk away. But second of all, that like they literally just got married again. Unclear if it's actually a real marriage.
Marriage license.
I would be very curious.
I didn't see her framing that in her mixed tile.
I didn't either. But I mean, I think Giselle says it. She's like, this is her normal. And she's just completely numb to this. And we've seen Robin be numb before. I feel like she gets in these very dark places.
Every season she is an Eeyore.
I shouldn't be laughing. It's so sad.
This is just who it's. I don't know if she's numb to this or this is just who she is.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
But I feel like they made really, really valid points. It's like, okay, so first of all, he had that whole hotel situation go down. And then he's going out in public with Bree. Like, you need to tell him to keep a low profile, even if he's doing nothing. It doesn't look that way to the outside world. And guess what? He should care enough about you to not be gallivanting himself, around the city with other women. That looks really bad on you. Even if he's not doing anything, that is still disrespectful to
you. Mary, that's just his friend. I'm not going to ask him to like end his friendship because I don't care. Like, what do you want me to do? It was 3 weeks ago. It's like, yeah. She's like, I told him he needed to leave. Did he? Well, no, but still. It's like, Rob, here's the thing, Robin. You are the breadwinner. You have been the breadwinner for years. And I think, like you said earlier, there's some, here comes our shared minor in psychology. Yes. There's some Stockholm syndrome from when they were long ago when she trusted the wrong person with their money and they lost everything. And she has some guilt that she's never been able to build back up. And she feels so much that she owes Juan for this life that she thinks she ruined. Yeah, and she can't move past it. So she's like always in somewhat in her head indebted to Juan. And Juan's parents have passed. So her family took him in. And so it's kind of like a Scott Disick for the Kardashians. It's like, sure. I don't want to get rid of his family about doing this. I don't want to make this bad for the boys. But it's like, you got to put yourself first, Robin.
Yeah, you are allowed to say fuck Juan.
Yeah.
And what does Robin want to do? What do you want to do, Robin?
He wants to get through it.
I know. And that's what makes it really hard because they're like, you shouldn't want to get through this.
Well, you should want to get through this without him.
Right. And like, it's okay to explode, you know?
I need Robin to be single. Giselle to get out of her fake relationship. We've got Ashley Dart. We've got like all these women that I'm like, God. And I just think Robin.
I'd like to see like Ashley going on some dates this season, personally.
She will never.
No? Why?
I think there's a bigger thing that she's actually still with Michael and that they're just having a low profile because of all the drama from like, you know, him potentially grabbing a producer's ass and all the alleged stuff that's happened, like the sexual assault that he so keeps a low profile. Still hook up? Yeah. They went to the Bahamas as co-parents. Were the kids even there? Because the photo they showed us was just of Ashley on the beach. Okay.
I don't know if they hook up.
Yeah, I think they do. I think she let him try out Demi and Diamond. Hong Kong.
No!
Oh, 100%. He paid for them. You know he did.
Wait, that's a good point.
Like, come on. Like, I just, you know, she's not paying for that $2.2 million house.
She said that. That's why she's dragging her feet. He gave me a down payment on the house. Like, mm-hmm. He's not paying me alimony. Like, he's paying for me to live here. And I'm doing a really great job taking care of his children.
But I just think that they have an understanding where he's like,
their situation works out for them.
I'm going to pay for your lifestyle. We're going to be whatever we are. Maybe it's open, whatever it is. But like, you're not going to embarrass me on the show and I'll continue to give you checks.
I think you're right.
Because I also
don't think that Michael is a good parent. Okay. I said it. So I don't think that she's worried about like,
so he's still at the apartment, I assume. That same maybe. Apartment.
He's, I mean, Michael Darby is rich.
I know. He's got that real, that Australian money.
Like, I think he owns that entire complex of the apartment that they live in.
You're probably right.
So, like, money makes you lower standards in some places.
Okay.
So, my standards are still high because I don't have any. But listen, I don't know what would happen if I came into some.
I can understand. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You know, so I just, we let things happen.
She's doing what works best for her and her family.
Sure. I can't wait, though. I hope Uncle Lump makes an appearance and says, bitch, what sure are you doing?
I'm sure he will.
While in the background, Dean is just bench pressing Dylan. He's just training for his next Iron Man.
Sure. We didn't even see like Ray on a preview or anything.
I mean, the lack of Karen really bothered me. And the fact that we're going to make the new girl be the new Karen, I don't like that.
And we didn't see Eddie either. I want to see Happy Eddie.
Yeah, of course I do. It's like, I don't even see Juan anymore.
Yeah.
Like Juan, you've been replaced as the hottest on Potomac and it is Happy Eddie.
He feels like someone that would easily just take off his mic too and say, I'm not doing this anymore.
One.
I'm honestly surprised that he films at and this
I feel
point.
Like it, I feel like it would happen in a sweet green.
Totally.
He's going to confront him and he's going to be like,
their green no, goddess ranch is bomb.
Oh, I've been waiting to try. Is it worth it?
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, yeah. Great. Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm thinking about this other place that has a new green goddess. I've had the green goddess there. It's delish. Fire. Yeah. Love it. Love me a sweet green. Love to pay $22 for a salad that I'm still hungry after. But let me tell you, delish.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I mean, I'm looking forward to this season. I think this felt less toxic than what I felt the previews were. Remember I said I thought this was like the toxic season? I hope it kind of stays at this level. I have a feeling
I had fun. I felt free. I felt like the women gave Robin great advice. Mm-hmm. She can do with it what she wants. Mm-hmm. And John C. Reilly's back in our lives. So it's going well for us.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Thank you, Potomac. We can't wait. Until next week, then. See you later.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.